Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. The human immune system is like a home security system. It's on alert 24/7, 365 for invaders and even malignant cells.
That's why scientists have harnessed our immune system, specifically T cells, to kill cancer cells. Using a technology called CAR, or chimeric antigen receptor, they engineered a patient's own T cells to recognize and destroy cancer cells. But the therapy can also harm patients in some cases from the immune system becoming overactivated.
To avoid this risk, researchers have just found a way to use non-immune cells to target cancer cells in the lab, specifically human embryonic kidney cells and human mesenchymal stem cells.
These engineered cells are called synthetic T cells, and they're designed to recognize cancer cells by placing sensor receptors and cell-killing technology on them.
Once a cancer cell is detected, a series of cellular reactions occur within the T cells, which produces a drug-activating protein.
This protein is then transferred to surrounding cancer cells, which are killed by the activated drug. One scientist compared it to an explosion where one single synthetic T cell destroys many cancer cells.
The therapy has two benefits. First, only the cells in the immediate area are killed, which limits surrounding tissue damage. Also, these synthetic T cells may induce fewer side effects since they don't overactivate the immune system.
All this sounds great, but the work hasn't even moved into animal testing, much less clinical trials on human patients. So there's a ways to go. However, it's an exciting development in cell therapy and the efforts to fight cancer.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.